So today, the second shiur on the Inyan of Kiddush, Hemshach of last week, today's discussion will be, Bezus Hashem on the Inyan, is Kiddush ala Yayim in a Torah or not? We discussed last week the whole Inyan Bechlal, if you yotze Kiddush by Tefillah, by Davening, which we'll come on to that more again today. The question is, when we make Kiddush, which we know already, there's a drasha that says you have to make Kiddush, Kaddish is Hayoyim. But we hold a kais, and that car of holding a kais is the Gemara and the Kuvavim and Aleph and Psachim, Zochar Shem HaShabbos LeKadshoi, Zechreyu Alayayin, Eini Ele B'Yoyim, B'Layla Minayin, the Gemara brings a drasha, Talmud Zochar Shem HaShabbos LeKadshoi, and the Gemara's maskana is, Zochar Shem HaShabbos LeKadshoi, Zechreyu Al Hayayin B'Kni Sasoi, not only in the night, in the day as well. But the fact is that we have your halacha, Zochar Shem HaShabbos LeKadshoi, Zechreyu Al Hayayin. Why is Zechir have anything to do with Yayin? So, the Taisus brings that the Inyan of Zechir and Yayin we find go together when it says, the Zechir Uksiv Al Hayayin, Zochar Yayin Levanoin, Nazkir De'Decho Miyayin. You find the Inyan of Zechir when you want to mention Azkara, it's on a Kais Yayin. It goes together, you can understand it. It shouldn't be with an empty hand. We say in Hallel, Marshal Hashem Kotakmo Aloy Aloy, Kais is Shoy Sassel Hashem Hashem Ekra. That's my Safa, it doesn't bring that. But you take a Kais and you lift it up, it's a sign of Azkara. Even by a bris, the Kais by a bris is not in the Gemara. Shita Samordechai says that when you make a bracha, it should be nizkar layayin. You make a bracha, holding a kais, it has a chalois. So the question is that min atayir or not? Because the Gemara is shtalin getzu to a pasuk. Zochar Shem HaShabbos LeKadshoi Zechreyu Al Hayayin. So where would that come from? That yayin is idea, which is a min atayir or not min atayir. Very important nafkamina. Nafkamina in general could be, of course, we make it a shal hayayin. There are separate halachas. I don't know if they'll discuss it. There's a whole sugya of wine. What's called kosher wine, dilution with grape juice they have inside, a chemical called, there's a certain chemical which they put in wine that shouldn't ferment or spoil.
Metasulfite.
Yes, there's a sulfite that put in. The big question that, a big shayla b'shem l'shem zalman and of Eliashiv, most of our wines have this inside. What is it? Whatever this sulfite inside is something which keeps it from spoiling or fermenting, and Rabbi Yashiv held that wine should be grape juice should not have that ability, should be able to ferment, and they put it won't happen. So you buy, if you're the one selling it here, it's called
must.
It's called must, but they import from Eretz Yisrael, from Sorotskin. There's two kinds. There's one called Inve Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. That's a wine, which is grape juice. That is, once you open it and you leave it, not in the refrigerator, something you see after a short time, it ferments. So happens. I buy. They don't have any Yerushalayim. They sell the other one from Sorotskin. There's a name on it. They sell now. They first they sold it to someone in the birds or something. I got from him, and then they sell it now already more in the stores. There's a certain name. Get now. But it happens because it's not mavushal. It's real grape juice made by Sorotskin. It's a geshmak hazach. So when I have it, since it's uncooked, and I have, if there's a goit in the house, sometimes I'll take it, I'll put it in the closet, and I forget about it. A week later, there's all these white stuff on it. I said, this is kosher. You know, I know that this is, it works, or it doesn't work, whatever. So memela, that's better. So there are enough committed if it's the rice or not, if how much dilution, how much wine you want to use, sugar, all the halachas which are Reisha and Gimel, which perhaps we'll discuss, person wants to be mahadim, medaktik, it could apply there, the fetus sheet, number one. Another, we'll see more enough committed. So is it the rice or not? It's an amazing shiloh. When you're holding your kais, is that a mitzvah in a toy when you're holding that kais, or just a brach, he's saying, is a mitzvah in a toy? Important to know. So the Gemara says in Nazir, fascinating machlokes of Shimon Rabbanon, when a person makes a nazir only for specific items, only for the pits or the peels, not every single thing which is wine related, there's a chal on everything or just what he said. Rav Shimon held only on what he said. There's a discussion with the drushas, and he said to Chacham, your drusha that is chal on everything I use for something else. I use that drusha to say, what happens if a nazir says, he's asking himself, yayin mitzvah ki yayin harishos. Is it chal on every type of wine which is also mitzvah related, or not. So I hope, and the pasuk tells me that it is chal even on mitzvah related wine. What is mitzvah related wine? Says the Gemara. If you're going to tell me kiddush v'avdalta, kiddush and avdalah, he's mushmo v'yemid me'ar Sinai. His kabbalah to be a nazir won't be chal on wine which is a kiddush. Meaning, the mashmosh the Gemara is a nazir makes kiddush on wine once a week when he makes kiddush on Shabbos. He says, amazing thing. Mushbo v'yamid me'ar Sinai. Of course, nazir is not chal on kiddush. Wow, big kiddush. You know, think a nazir. This person's a nazir for 50 years. He never had wine. He has every week, you know, by kiddush. Besides that, so that's the mashmois. And the Gemara says it's meant for the more the different scenario when he says, I'm making a shvur that I will drink wine, time of the week. I'm making a shvur that I will drink this bottle of a cup from this bottle, and then he makes himself into a nazir. So then it's chal that he cannot drink the wine, even though he made a shvur that he'll drink it. Stam wine. Now, Taisa says, something's wrong here. Taisa says, the wine's not min haTorah. Mushba v'abed me'a Sinai on wine. Kiddush is yidaraisa, not wine. Taisa says, though a pashut, can't be. There's no such thing as chir on yayin daraisa. Taisa therefore wants to say, the girsa is, v'chi mushba v'abed me'a Sinai hu. That's the girsa. That's how you read the Gemara. What? A person makes himself into a nazir, the chiddush is that it's chal even on yayin shal mitzvah. The Gemara is asking, that kiddush and avdola, that's not min haTorah. The Gedrasha can't be telling me that it's chal or that it's chal on kiddush because there's no chiyuv min haTorah. So if he tells us it's clear that it's not min haTorah to make kiddush on wine, it's just chayav to make kiddush. And Rashi, the Mefarish it is, it's called Rashi, but it's really the Mefarish, not Yuchas to Rashi, learns it up that the Gemara's Kipshutai. Mushba v'olim Rashi to make kiddush on wine. So here, by the way, Machlekes on the page, and the Dalin Amir Alf and Nazir, Machlekes is showing if there's a chiyuv deraisa to make a kiddush on wine or not. Now, there is the Taisus and the Gemara Psachim on the spot, really. Zechariah Layayin, he brings this Rabbeinu Tam also, that the Gemara knows his intention is to say, what, you're not chayim in a Torah v'chimush, but what may I see now? And then he says another pshat, v'oid, on page Yeralef, I'm not the last 200 of the Taisus, v'oid, Matzino Lameimah, the Kiddush Alayayin is Dvar Torah. Avlhad Amin ha-mevarach tzach sheyitoim zeh midrabanan. He wants to say that, of course, you have to hold a cup min haTorah. The fifth second test. You have to hold a kais. Like we said, kais is shoyis esav Hashem Hashem Ekra. Again, that's my dogma, but it doesn't say that he drank it. Pick a kais up. Make a bracha on the kais. Thank you. And then you put it down. You don't actually have to make a bracha. You know, we have that every week. Where do we do it? Shal Shudis. You hold the kais, you put it down. You don't drink it. Why? Because you're making a bracha ala kais. You see it. You don't have to see that we do that. So Tais is saying that surah, I'm putting that in. That's what we do Shasra. This is what the Tzura Min HaTorah is by every Kiddush on the El Shabbos. Drinking it is Medrabanan. But to drink, but to make the Bracha Ala Kois, that's the Min HaTorah. So we have here, really, three Dargas. Either the whole Kois is Smachta Medrabanan, or it's Min HaTorah to hold it and to drink it. I say hold it, it could be a Moshe of Gareah. It has to be Ala Kois. If you're holding it or not, that could be a Medrabanan. That's be Lefanecha. Holding it, I'm not that already. I never saw anyone say you have to hold them in a Torah. It has to be lefanecha, and you have to drink it, or in between. It has to be there. You have to hold it, but drinking it is midrabanan. Now, so the thing is as follows. There's two bumba kashas, if you can say it's midrabanan Torah. Big, big kashas, l'chayra, very shver. Very shver. Two open gemaras, or maybe even three really, perhaps, that is big kash to say that I make kiddush ala kois is deraisa. And that is kasha number one, the Gemara on the same blot of Kovav Mer Aleph that says Zechariah Yain. The next page, it's the Gemara talks about the same Omer, actually, on the bottom of the Omer, the Gemara talks about making kiddush on bread. That Rav used to make kiddush on bread. Depends if he was hungry, so he had more of a chavivus to the challah, so he ate the challah, he made kiddush on challah. If he was otherwise, he would make it on the wine. So if you hold that kiddush al yayin is daraisa, how is Rav able to make a kiddush al on bread? Like it can't be a more open, simple kasha than that. Kiddush al yayin is not daraisa because Rav made a kiddush on bread. It's a pella. And another bam kasha is the Gemara in back to Hanukkah. The Gemara on Chav Gilim Beis in Shabbos says ner beisoi v'ner Ner Beisai or Ner Chanukah, Ner Beisai Adif Y, Mishum Shalom Bais. Ner Beisai Vikidish Hayoim, Ner Beisai Adif Mishum Shalom Beisai. So we see over here that same thing, Ner Beisai is better than Kiddush. If you have money only for one, to buy a candle or to buy wine, so you buy a candle for Shalom Bayis. If Kiddush Hayoim is, if the wine is the rice, it's only words. Words don't cost. We're talking about the wine here. If Kiddush Hayoim is the rice, so then what do they say? Ner Beisai is better because Shalom Bayis over the Kim the rice. So some chacham is going to say avada. So you see from here, Rai Uferish, that the rice is a nitche because of shalom bais. Shalom bais, what can you do with shalom bais? You say lashon hara. Whatever you have to do for shalom bais, no one brought a Rai from here yet. And you see from the Rajba doesn't say that teretz because the Rajba asks this kasha. The Rajba asks him in tshuva and he says, how is it possible to say that kiddush al yain is the rice? The Rajba brought as vav medalef. He asks this kasha. He says beferish that the Gemara says that Ner Beisoy wins over Yayin. So you see that Yayin cannot possibly be the Araisa, because you won't say that you could better to buy a Ner and be Matchedo Yayin. Must be that the Yayin is the Rabbanim. This, we mentioned this Rajva last week. This was the Rajva, the big Rajva that said that Yoytze, when you like Boy Chala, when anything, Kushasai, Haskarasai, Balpeh, that was the Rajba earlier in this tshuva. So the Rajba l'chayim fesh gemaras. How do you deal with that? You have a gemara that says that you can make it on bread. You have a gemara that says that you buy a ner over the yayin. So it must be that it's not the araisa. If you go with the sheet that you have to hold the kais minatayra, it's also shrei. Even if you don't have to drink it, how could you say that it's minatayra if you see that it's nitche because of these mitzvahs of bread if you choose or because of the ner? This is the kasha which we have over here, which is a chayr very shrei. Now the bread, the making for the shal pas, the Ran really answered that a bit. The Ran there in the Gemara in Mem Adlikin, here it's a page design. He answers like this. He says, how is it possible that Kiddush is nitche because of Ner Beisai? So he answers, we're not matchit. Why? Because you can make it on bread. Amazing thing. The Ran is saying that if you make Kiddush on bread, you're yoytzim in a Torah, the same idea of Kiddush ala yayin. Meaning to say, you can't, taking a siddur and saying Kiddush min haTorah, that's not Kiddush. You have to hold something. Davash HaChashivus, if you will. You have to hold either bread or yayin. Just yayin is more chashiv. That's what he says. No, I'm not matcha d'araisa. The absolute Kiddush is a rifta on bread. El di iloi mishum sholem beisai pursumei nisa mitzvah min hamuvchor tfei b'chamra, better on wine, like it says, zachir al yayin b'knisasei. This man's machad is a tremendous thing over here. It's when you make Kiddush, either on bread or yayin, but on something. In that Torah, you're not yotze just by saying the words, which is very shver, this whole thing right there. We had a Gemara, we mentioned it last week, the Gemara in Brochus as well. The Gemara says, Anshe Knesset Gedoyla, Umetakin, the Kiddush, the Gemara brings this, it's mashma that the Nusach of Kiddush even is midrabbanan. Now this is not such a bomb kasha. They were attacking the nusach of Kiddush, which is mashma that really that the specific nusach is anshe knesset gedoyla. But minatayra you could say whatever you want. Well, so you would have to say the fideshita that is daraisa. That means to say an amazing thing. You could say boy chal. You could say whatever you want. V'sham ruvenei sol shabbos vayachulu. But you say it ala kois. That's what it would be. You have to say it al hakois, but you can do any nusach you want. That's what it have to be. But passage of the Gemara's mashma that minat Torah, say something. Say good Shabbos. Kivei Egui said last week. Saying good Shabbos, yoytze. That's why Noshim are on the same level as us. When we come home from shul, we already davened with the Rabbanon. They are the Araisa. How could the Rabbanon be much of the Araisa? Teretzis said, Kivei Egui said good Shabbos. Zochas Yem Shabbos Lekatshe. The Shlo says, don't say good morning, say good Shabbos. Zochas Yem Shabbos Lekatshe. So Kivei Egui was Mechadish, and also the Tshuva Me'ahava, the Talmud from the Noida Behuda, he also said the bracha on the ner of the ner Shabbos, the noshim we yotze zechariyu alayah, zechariyu Shabbos lekatshe. So it's Masha from there. All these Nuskhoi just say something about the Maskeh, the Shabbos, and Yotzim Midaraisa. No mention of Yayin. This the mother holds. Here's a third Gemara. The Mashmois of that Yotzim with davening has no shaykhs to Yayin. For sure, all those shittas that are saying Yotzim when you davened already, or when you say Good Shabbos, you certainly hold that Yayin is not an integral part of the Kiddush. So it's still hard to understand the other Rishonim, as Ruach Gadol has brought Rashi, we saw Mefarish, Rashi and Brachas. They learn, the Ran that we just saw says, bread or wine is Menat Torah. So there's a bit of a clarification needed over here. What exactly, where does it stand? You could say this is it's a straight Machloikis, the Raisa or the Rabbanon. But because of based on a stira in a Rajbo via in the Gemara, I won't go into the Pratim, it's brought here, there's a stira, the Rajbo favor seems to be saying in the Gemara, Ner Shabbos, Ner Beis Yodif, he says, same Kasha to Ran, how is it possible that the Shalom Bayis, the Ner for Shalom Bayis is Matcha Doi Raisa? He asks the same Kasha to Ran. The Rajbo is Shitasa, that Kasha has no place. The Rajbo said, the favor, just say good Shabbos, maybe not, but say Rishon Bnei Yisrael to Shabbos Vayechulu. Rashi said Beferish Vayechulu is good enough. What's he saying over here? How could it be that the Ner Shabbos is Matzah the Daraisa of Kiddush Haya Aliyayim? The Shitas, it doesn't work out. He doesn't hold that you need Kiddush Aliyayim Daraisa. The bomb's Kasha, this Kasha in the Rashba. Says the Prima Gadim in the Rosh Yosef on page Chafir. He asked, he's Meramis to this, he just says, interesting Nusach. Masha hikshu achadusha arashba veran zal kan kiddush hayoyim dvar toira after betfilu b'lo yayin yotza. He says beferish they hold that you don't need anything. Mikamakam sviru lehu ikir kiddusha min hatoira v'rabbona tiknu ala yayin ro'i she kiddush hayoyim ala yayin odif de'ispe losa de'araisa. Meaning to say that of course pure min hatoira, the Torah never mentioned yayin or bread, anything. It's just saying vayichulu or v'shamru or tefillah, like the Raja said in Tshuva. However, once the chacham were takin that is the tzuras hamitzvah, it's roi that without the gemara being mechadish to us that shalom bayis is better on that prat. It's roi to be that you should make kiddush on wine, even though it's not integrally the raisa, but it became a part of the mitzvah more than shalom bayis. It became like an attachment to the Daraisa. Now it's a tzur of the Daraisa. Agam be'etzem, the Kodesh Baruch Hu never said that the Daraisa the Kedin. Once the Chacham was talking it, it's part of the mitzvah. And therefore he says, since you have bread, you can get away with bread. But if you wouldn't be such a thing as making Kiddush on the bread, on the challah, then yes, don't sit in the dark and make Kiddush al Yayin, because that's where the Chacham was talking it. It's interesting, it's a loss of Daraisa. Interesting, Musa defined the Gmois to that, need time to think about it. If we have anything like that became a loss of their eyesight, that once they were metaking it, that's the way the mitzvah should be done. And it could even be, it's a prima gun that they bring later on about this, has a suffix. If a person, let's say, doesn't have wine, ainloy, what should he do? Should he make the wholeness of Chakidish without Borei Piyagofer and Baruch Atah Hashem, Yimach HaMashek, and Shadab, and Tzayis, and Ratz Avonu, Shabbos Kodesh, and Be'av, Ratz Mechilon, doesn't have wine. What should he do? He won't have wine tomorrow either, because if he has tomorrow, he should wait, certainly. There's a big suffix. He brings rayas like this. All these derabbanans. A person has schach, which is possum in a Torah. Like it's a chavila. They said it's a gzeris tikra. That's all he has. Should he use it? Because even though midurabbanan, it's no good. But at least do it deraisa. Do it deraisa. It's going to, oh no. Once the Chacham said this is not good schach, the Torah was masking to that. It's not good schach. We have a similar thing, ain't that? Chalamoid. Some Shitas hold Chalamoid is Minat Torah. Many Rishonim hold it's Minat Torah. But they never said all the different Gedorim that we have. Writing like this, writing with a Shinu. All that the Chachamim said. But the Torah said that the Chacham have permission to decide the Gidrei Daraisa. An amazing thing. That the Chachamim were deciding what's called Daraisa and what's called not Daraisa. That's the Koyach of the Chachamim. This is a similar idea that it's not Torah not, but the Chachamim would. They formed the Tzura of Kiddush. And they said, Kiddush is with a Kais. And it became a Lassa Daraisa. That's the amazing Gedda of the Prima Gadol, the Tzitzit and the Rajba, the Miyasha. Avada purely, you could say, Vayechulu Yotze. But you didn't yet do the complete Tzura Daraisa if you don't do it with Yayin. That would be the Pshat and the Chachamim. In the Gedda of the Mitzvah. The only last point was, which you touched upon last week, which is very Some fascinating. There's a whole Gemara that talks about making Kiddush saying Zechet Yis Mitzrayim. A whole Gemara which the Rambam left out, the Rashba that we've mentioned a few times already, and the Tshuva left it out. The Poskim mostly leave it out. And then the Mechashchinuch and the Bir Locha, they raised the flag. They said, hey, what happened to Yitzhak Mitzrayim? How can it be Yitzhak Sengat Shabbos? How can Yitzhak Sengat Shamru? There's no Yitzhak Mitzrayim there, and the Mamish, they don't understand anybody. Mitzvah Yashav, and he tries to Yashav the Bir Locha by saying he's mentioned it by davening, by Ashkivenu. You mentioned it here, there. But it's a Peladik Kasha, what happened to Yitzhak Mitzrayim? You have to say some kind of an Asmachta also, perhaps. But that's a lechayra, very big kasha. Another point, which is the araisa. Zichin the tzitzis mitzrayim is also the araisa. The Taz has a maisa here. The Taz, he says, it happened to him. Sometimes it's good to hear, you know, that it happened to him. He said, I was making kiddush. Bididi, he says, shasisi kiddush alakoyis, and I thought it was wine. It turned out that it was water. I don't know what that says about his wines. You know, he got his wine, it got mixed up between water and you know, it's not such a, whatever it is. But that's what happened. He made Kiddush on water. So he said he had all Shiloh what to do. He had a whole long Taz. But he decided that, he said, it's not by him, this is Chasha to know. He said that he was Yotzeh, because since there was wine on the table, not that that was in the replacement. He's Mechadash and Naya Geder. He says, Kiddush alayayim means that while you made Kiddush, you have to drink wine at the same time. Even if you didn't have in mind that thing, when a person makes Kiddush, has to be Te'imas Yai in some place. So he says, I make Kiddush on water, mistake, my Bar Pi Agafen, since there was wine on the table, I drank that. That's not good enough. But you have to be Te'im Yai in some place. This happens sometimes, interesting, by sometimes children, a person is making Kiddush on wine, and they don't want to drink the wine, it doesn't have a good taste for them. So they just take some grape juice on the table. And the person wants to say, no, drink from the Kosher Bracha, you know, the Kosher Bracha, it's not Kosher. So it's true, it's not kosher bracha, but they can't drink it, they don't want to drink it. If they sit there grabbing grape juice, there is something to that the Taz is saying. With shas kiddush, a person should have te'imas yayin, it's makshiv the kiddush. It is something. It's not kosher bracha, but it is considered that you connected with your kiddush, you drank wine or grape juice. That's also makshiv the kiddush, that could be kiddush ala yayin also. Just as I suffer for that point. So we went now to a new fascinating halacha that the fi kama v'kama rishoyin, when we're making kiddush ala yayin, it's the minatayra. That the te'ima and the drinking is all part of the whole tzura minatayra. And even the whole that the rabbanon, once the rabbanon said it, it's nischaber to the mitzvah minatayra. That's makshiv, that's a very big integral part. It's kiddush ala yayin. I think this makes the mitzvah all the more beautiful. Kol tov.